Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to the show. I feel like I've got my mic weird. I don't know what I've done. Can you hear me better now?
I wish I couldn't.
What about now?
Softer.
But yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys, and we hope you're having a great day already.
I wish we had that sound underneath. Sometimes I hear podcasts or the NPR people, and they have
It'll be like a train station. Yes. Or like a car door opening and closing.
Right. All we got is your flatulence.
I don't have flatulence.
See?
Guys, that was loose.
Hey, sounds tight.
Oh, my.
High five.
Thank you. I'll take any compliment I can get. Guys, I've got to be honest. I was telling my mom on the phone this morning.
I am so blessed to work with one of the most talented men in America.
Yes.
Who has a lovely shirt. You were about to give me that compliment before I cut you off.
Yes. Something sounds odd to me today, audio-wise.
Is it a crazy accent?
Is the extra mic open or something? No, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't hear anything different.
You don't? My headphone, everything sounds a little full.
Well, are you suffering from allergies?
No. Not any more than normal. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Something sounds different in my
Well, other than your...
It's not louder or softer. It's different. It's like something's weird.
Your ADHD, because you have jumped around to about a dozen different topics. Your mother, you were on the phone with.
Thanks for caring. I'm just trying to make sure there's not something going on.
I think we're fine. Leave it to me to handle the technical side.
Sure.
I think we're fine. I think what you're hearing is a device that's running.
Whatever.
Like a humidifier, if we had one, which we don't. I think it's just the air. It's normally not on in here.
Okay, whatever.
Your mother, phone call.
Yes.
My God.
I'm trying. God. So anyway, I don't even feel like telling it now. I don't know, whatever. What's going on with you?
Well, I was on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what you and Ann discussed.
You were
telling her something.
I was telling her about what I told you in our Drive Me Crazy the other day. I'm having coccyx pain.
Yes.
Tailbone pain.
You taught me something I didn't know. Is that...
Which never happens because you know everything. At least that's how you present yourself.
Is that pregnant women, when going through hormonal changes, the design from the good Lord allows your joints to expand because you got a human inside of you and you can't keep your joints together. You got to move things around.
Yeah. It's like joints and tendons. It's some hormone that a pregnant woman's body releases. I have to look up the name of it. I wanted to say it's called Kremlin, and I know that's not correct.
My God, the Russians are all over this.
Let me look it up. But anyway, it's a hormone pregnant women's bodies releases, and it makes all your joints and tendons like loosen up. So everything can move to make room for the baby in your body and eventually for delivery. But because of that, well, let me just read this to you. I actually still have it in, let's see. Tailbone pain is often caused by the pelvic ligaments loosening and shifting. During pregnancy, your body releases a hormone called, relaxin. What a fancy name. Yeah. I prefer to call it the Kremlin. It's called relaxin. It makes your pelvic ligaments looser and more flexible to make room for the baby to grow and enable you to give birth.
Now, what I want to know, because you know I'm a problem solver.
Yes.
Is...
Well, you create so many. It's nice that you try to even it out.
I didn't create this one.
I didn't. Someone said you did, but
I want to know, why can't we take relaxin from you or from any pregnant lady, put that blood in a centrifuge, pull the relaxin out, and then use that as joint relief pain?
Joint
or arthritis.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that work?
I don't know. That's a good question. Honestly.
There may be something that's even better for that. I don't know.
Let me look it up. But yeah, when I told Lee that yesterday, he immediately uses my discomfort to try to help the medical community, which he, just want to note, is not a part of officially.
You know, it's funny that you have to keep saying that.
Because
it's almost
my
as
tailbone
if...
hurts right now, just sitting here. I'm in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm even sitting in this comfy chair, and I'm sitting on one of those like NASCAR driving pillows, and my butt hurts so bad still.
Have you bought your hemorrhoid pillow yet?
I did not a hemorrhoid pillow. And yes, I ordered it this morning.
You know, that is another thing that comes into play.
I have read that. It has not happened
during
to me.
Birth. You push so hard, you pop a roid.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever listened to his music, Papa Roid?
Oh, he's so good.
I love him. Yeah. No, but I've heard women in pregnancy, you can get them in pregnancy too for some reason.
Well, yeah.
Because constipation comes. Yes. It's the Lord gave us such a seamless experience. No, honestly, the original sin in the Garden of Eden is what gave us.
You just had to do it, didn't you?
I wasn't there.
Oh, like you would have done something different.
So you had to be so weak-willed.
Listen, I felt bad that you're over there by yourself with the knowledge of life or death
you
now.
You were jealous.
I wasn't jealous. I thought, why? What am I going to do, abandon her? She's here all the time. The good Lord wanders around the garden. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
I'll stick with you, I guess. All right, I'll eat.
Oh, shoot, he's here. Put these fig leaves over your nipples. Tree.
Oh, my God, we're naked.
Oh, shoot.
Have you ever had that moment?
What moment are you talking
Where
about?
Where you realize you're naked.
No, when I get naked, I pretty much know what's happening.
Oh, not me, what sister. Where you go, oh, my God, I'm... Oh, well, first of all, I have that dream all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Where I forget to put on clothes.
Yeah.
And it's usually going to school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the bus, and I got my books in front of me. Like, maybe nobody will notice.
Yeah. What was it? What's the... is it The Jerk where Steve Martin wraps a map around himself?
No, he puts the dog shithead.
Oh, yeah.
In front of him.
I'm sorry. I'm just envisioning Steve Martin nude, running down a sidewalk, yeah, trying to cover himself.
His girl
but
left
there's
him.
Another movie where someone is nude, and they find a road map, and they try to put a map around themselves.
I don't know. The funniest of that type of comedy, the funniest, is...
It was me last night.
A Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, yeah.
And John Cleese is talking to Jamie Lee Curtis, who's up...
Jamie Lee. That's what you said.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know, but you kind of went loosey-goosey with it.
Don't let me forget to talk about her mother, Janet Lee, in a minute.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis is upstairs, and he's speaking different languages, which is a real big aphrodisiac for her.
Yeah.
He was speaking Italian and French. And then he goes, well, what? Those are crude languages. Let me speak Russian to you.
Yes.
And then she's losing it. And he's dancing around. He's naked, except for a sock. And he throws it, and he's standing there. And that's when the family, it's like little kids, a mom and a dad, they open the door because he's in a rental cabin. He didn't know they were coming back.
Yeah.
And they look at him, and he grabs the family photo of them and puts it in front of him.
Yep.
And the mother is appalled. He's using
wouldn't you be?
Their little faces to cover his privates.
Was the photo facing outward?
Yes.
Because if it was... Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. She's like,
A Fish Called Wanda. I remember my parents watching that movie as a kid, but I remember not being able to watch certain scenes or they would fast forward. Like, I was a kid, you know, so I don't think it was anything crazy, but I just remember liking the title of the movie as a kid, being like, is that about the ocean?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Adorable.
I love her. I love her now more than ever. She just seems like a lady that would be like my friend's mom or something. Oh, yeah. But I'd be like so excited to see her when I went
over to
her house.
She's very empathetic, you can see.
She
that,
is.
As most actors and actresses are.
Excuse me, I'm sipping.
If they're good at their craft, they have to be empathetic.
Yeah.
I watched last night the movie about Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho.
Yes.
Where he's making Psycho.
Yeah. Starring...
Anthony Hopkins.
No, Janet Lee.
Well, Psycho, yes. But Janet Lee is played by Scarlett Johansson. Are you following me?
Are they reenacting it? Let me listen, not talk. It's something I need to work on. Yeah. I like to ask a lot of questions before you have time to even tell me.
The movie is called, I don't know, Alfred Hitchcock something. And it's all about getting Psycho made because Hollywood didn't want him to do it. He just finished North by Northwest with Cary Grant. And Psycho was not a film he was known for. We all think of Alfred Hitchcock as the horror king, right? He wasn't. He was more of a adventurous mystery kind of, you know, Rear Window and not slasher films, but he fell in love with the book and he wanted to make this movie. He had to finance it himself. He had one picture left with Paramount. And they're like, we don't want to make this. And his agent got the deal and said, well, we'll pay for it if you distribute the thing. Mm. And it was a constant battle. And he got it done. He cast Janet Leigh in it. And but he had to fight the censors because no nudity was allowed. You know. But he said, with editing, I'll make it appear as if she's nude, which I think she still was nude when they shot it. Mm. Topless anyway. And he's the one stabbing her. Mm-hmm. But some of those tight shots, it's Alfred Hitchcock doing it. Gang, gang, gang.
Yeah.
But it was his wife who fought him because he wanted that whole scene to be played silent. But his wife, played by Helen Mirren, by the way.
Do you see how good I've been listening this whole time and not talking?
You're doing great.
Thank you.
She convinced him to put the
iconic.
Yes.
Without it.
And there is a great scene of.
Because maybe his wife thought, that's how you make me feel.
Yeah. Oh, they fought a lot.
Sure.
And they're sort of cute, but he was afraid she was cheating on him, too.
How cute.
But no, it was great. But there's a wonderful scene of Anthony Hopkins watching the audience watch Psycho and how silent it is. And he's in the lobby because he shuts the door right before the stabbing begins. And he hears the scream. And then he's sort of dancing to the music. The ying, ying, dun, 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 you know, and he's dancing.
And he's loving it.
And the audience is screaming. He's like living his best life.
That's amazing.
Dancing. He did it to him.
Okay, so this is why I was confused. May I speak? I'm sorry. I really don't want to interrupt. I'm not shitty. I'm trying to be honest. Okay, I was confused. I thought it was a documentary. So when you said she's played by Scarlett Johansson, I was very confused. I was like, is this like a bad reenactment, like of a crime, like on Forensic Files?
No, it's a movie.
Okay, I did not understand that this was a movie.
Like in 2012 or something.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I'm like, okay, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Let's see if I can find it for you. The name of it. It's on Netflix.
I want to say that I've seen like the title card for it. Or something. Okay, I like the shirt you have on.
Thank you.
If I was a man, I think I'd exclusively wear moisture wicking golf polos. Because you have on a Nike golf, for those of you that aren't seeing it, a Nike golf black and white striped golf shirt. And it just seems like when I wear that material, it's when I'm working out. I have some Nike like dry fit or whatever t-shirts, and I freaking love them. They're just so comfortable. And so I just, I'm almost jealous of that shirt you have on right now, but I don't want to wear a men's polo.
By the way, it's just called Hitchcock. If you want to see it, it's on Netflix, streaming there, and there's the cast.
Nice.
I'll tell you who has really nice stuff. I don't go there for personal reasons, but is Lululemon. They have some really,
they've got some great fabrics. What?
For men. They have that. It's that athletic wear, but it's a suit.
That's amazing. And it would like travel well. Let's say your commuter.
You couldn't get it wrinkled at all.
For sure.
And it would be perfect for summer.
I would want you to be the tester where they're like, try to get wrinkles in it.
And their shirts. Oh, they're button down dress shirts. Unbelievable. They're like made of butter. In solidarity for a friend of mine, I don't purchase from that store.
Even online?
That's a different ballgame.
Right, so I'm saying go to a different... It's an issue with the store closest to us. There's a personal reason, and I, too, don't go there for that same reason. Yeah,
but that's where I was when I tried this stuff on. I didn't go... I didn't want to go in there. I was with people.
Sure, and they... So you... okay, so you have...
I didn't buy anything.
Okay. But if you found something you like, just buy it online.
Yeah, I guess.
So then you get around...
Although it's very expensive.
It is incredibly expensive. I have... 4 pieces from Lululemon, and each time I wear them, I think, I don't deserve this. But I do, but I take exceptional care of it. I have 3 pairs of leggings and 1 skort, like athletic skort. Mm-hmm. And I love them so much, but I just think, this was $1 million for these things. Yeah. But I love them, so it's like they're worth it. They last, and if you take care of them, and they really are some of the most comfortable athletic clothing I have. But it's one of those where I buy one. I'm not going to have 10 colors of it like I would in
Will you help me purchase something after we're done with this?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Not Lululemon. I need to buy someone a outdoor speaker that looks like a rock.
Ooh, okay.
That lights up. I found the one I want.
Okay, I'll help
that
you.
That is Bluetooth
it.
Connect.
Okay.
But you know how I am. I get weird on the internet because I'll end up buying the wrong Temu dress.
And that's the title of this episode. I get weird on the internet. And honestly, anyone, if they see that title of this episode, they're going to think it's like something very bizarre. It just means you're not good at purchasing online.
Yeah. You know what? I had so much fun on the TV show yesterday, and I'm trying
now, which TV show is that?
It's The Young and the Restless.
I play Dr. Drake Ramore.
I have a walk-on there, I do.
Yes, sure.
No, I, with our show.
Sure.
With no,
I just found it funny. You said I had so much fun on the TV show yesterday.
Well, we're doing the podcast here, so obviously it's.
Ah, you're right.
Noah Day was with us, and I had never explored this space that he brought up, and I was having such a good time doing it. Maybe that I can craft that into stand-up stuff, but I will capture those moments and put them on a sizzle reel for us, because I think the three of us were enjoying ourselves tremendously. When Noah was talking about he makes his sister laugh so hard.
Oh, yes.
That she said, you're going to have to leave. You're causing me to wet my pants.
Because she had just had a baby or was pregnant.
And then I stopped the entire conversation, and I said, whoa, why would someone want to stop joy?
Exactly.
Even if, because my God, if you have taken over me to the point I have lost bowel functionality. Because of the joy.
Is your bladder considered part of your bowels?
Sure.
Oh,
it's pelvic floor stuff.
Okay. Okay.
You have done this to me. I said on the show, I'm outside the house going, please, well, come in here and meet this man who will make you.
Look what he did to me. I've wet my pants.
Look what he's done to me.
You've got to hear some of his jokes.
I'm not telling him to leave. I am taking him around the neighborhood.
Sure.
And going, go at it.
But would you change if you chose to continue to be around this person who makes you laugh so hard that you fully wet your pants?
Yes.
Are you going to take different lifestyle steps to accommodate the now peeing? Are
maybe,
you going to buy Depends or
well, if I'm
going to
be around
underwear?
That person and they have that kind of power.
I'll start knowing when you're going to hang out with that person, because when you turn around, I'll see the little puff of Depends underwear kind of pushing your pants out.
I thought you were actually witnessing a puff of like... vapor or something.
No. Like a lot of like incontinence underwear can be kind of poofy a little.
Well, I think
they make some that are more slim.
Right.
I've been looking into them a lot lately because I know that I'll need them postpartum.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I don't know. The hospital gives you some, but I've been following a lot of TikTokers that talk about the best ones and, you know, for after. Yes. So I feel like I'm really in there.
Good.
On the ground floor. So if you need advice on.
Okay.
But anyway, we got absolutely hysterical because Noah and I were like, no, we would. Yeah, it'd be funny, but like,
it's not just about being funny.
I wouldn't want it to keep happening. I would have to wear Depends all the time.
Let me get to the heart of it. Okay. Of why I explore.
Enough about the bladder. Let's go to the heart.
No, I explore that space is because it's like when you're a kid and you want to feel zero G's, you get on a roller coaster, no matter how scary it is.
Yes.
I want somebody to have that kind of power over me where I'm laughing so hard that I have evacuated the bowels. Wouldn't
when
that
you
be
say that,
wonderful?
I think that sounds like you've gone number two.
Okay, I've peed or...
I've emptied the bladder. Say that.
Pooped.
No, I don't want... That's worse.
Well, what? But think about how funny that joke must be. Oh, I'm laughing and here it goes. Wow.
I've shit myself.
I can't believe it. What you've done to me. No one has ever... Wynonna sings it. No one else on earth...
could ever...
make me feel the way
you do.
Wow.
Yeah, Lee goes, if I did that, and he was saying about Noah, he said, if Noah made me laugh so hard that I peed myself, I'd be walking up to strangers going, come meet my friend. Look what he did to me. And when you said that, we got so hysterical. But really, you acted like you don't care if you're in slacks. You don't care if you're in your new Lululemon suit. And
correct.
You don't care.
No,
you're
because
like, I can wash
I've
it.
Had a moment that I've never had. I've never had that moment where that has happened.
I've never had it either till now. I'm 6 months pregnant, and I have not fully peed on myself. But in the last couple of weeks, it shocked the hell out of me. I sneezed, and I tinkled a little. Mm. And I was like, what? So then I sneezed again. A few minutes later, it happened again. And I was like, what is going on? And then Lee, we were going to Driving Me Crazy the other day. Or maybe, I think we'd already turned the cameras off, so Lee was just still performing just for me and was making me laugh. And I was like, please stop. You're killing me. I'm starting to pee. It was the same thing. So it's a pregnancy. It's never happened in my life. It's a pregnancy symptom.
I think you know.
Where the control is a little less.
You shouldn't.
It's from the relaxing.
Yeah. You shouldn't tell me that. Because you think I'm going to stop? Now
I've
got
a mission. I thought you might care about my feelings.
No, I care
That's
about
crazy.
The laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. When I said, please stop, I'm peeing on myself. He's like ramping up. He's getting louder. Better jokes.
Let's see.
I'm going to go. Guys, if you want to see Lee's greatest live comedy shows ever, go to the front row and say, Lee, please stop. I'm peeing on myself.
Yeah.
That's going to, Lee, that might be the secret. I'm going to wear a disguise and sit in the front row and say, stop. I'm emptying my bowels. What? You're thinking over there, which I hate
I think I have more beverage.
Like you didn't pour a whole can in there? What do you got in there today?
It's a ginger drink.
Ginger ale?
It's Canada Dry.
Okay, what was the evasion for? Why didn't you just answer
I don't know. Are they going to give me some money for this plug?
No, and I don't know. You keep doing this and saying, like, I'm holding out till someone sponsors me. No one's sponsoring you in the drink world. If we owned a hotel.
Here's how this would run. Hey, have we sold any of the rooms? No, but it's full because I have given the rooms away to everybody. That would be you.
Same.
And I'd be like, why did you give them away? Oh, they didn't have a place to stay and they were hanging out and we like them. That's the way you operate this business.
No, I don't. Who have I given things away to?
To Canada Dry.
Okay. For me, it'd be Big Dr. Pepper.
Yes. I know you do that all the time.
Yesterday, my husband and I were on the phone with my mother-in-law, and she was asking me, and she's the sweetest woman on earth, and we were asking her about, she was asking me about the baby and the latest appointments, and then she said, where are you going? Lee's getting up and walking away.
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
I'm listening.
No, because you won't.
I am listening.
Get your Canada Dry.
I just wanted to see if it was right there, but I'm listening. Why do you have to stop the show?
I don't know. Without headphones, it almost looks like you just took your earrings off. You look completely naked to me. Go get your drink.
Finish the story.
I won't finish it till you arrive back, safely. What? I really think you'll enjoy it. Enjoy this ASMR sound of me drinking more decaf coffee. What could possibly be taking so long? Oh, so you did use it. Guys, this is the professionalism you can expect from Lee Cruz. In the middle of a live-to-tape recording, he thinks, I'll just go walk around and look for my half-empty Canada Dry. Not me. I'm here with you. Okay? I'm here with you. Lee's going to miss that I have started getting calf cramps.
You did?
I knew you'd love that. Because Lee always has cramps. It's got to be a pregnancy symptom. He's gone again, guys. He came in, yelled from across, and is back. But yeah, that's another... Guys, I'm struggling. This month, I'm now 6 months pregnant, and a lot of the... some new unpleasant symptoms have started. The tinkling, just a little, but loss of a little bladder control. Tailbone pain. My left hip is hurting a lot, as if I've like hurt it somehow. And I don't know. It's probably just things moving around. And then 2 nights in a row, I've woken up with a calf cramp. And I always make fun of Lee for his cramps in the middle of the night because he talks about them all the time. It's because he's dehydrated. I'm not dehydrated. It's got to just be maybe things are happening because like my doctor has me on drinking a lot of Gatorade and electrolytes along with a ton of water. So I know it's not that, but 2 nights in a row. And I've thought, oh, this will make Lee so happy. What are you doing? He's still just walking around. Well, you're going to miss that we convinced my mother-in-law for about 20 seconds that my doctor is Dr. Scholes.
Shoe guy?
Yeah. She didn't fall for Dr. Pepper, but then we got her on Dr. Scholes, and then she giggled. And said, well, I don't know. She's so cute and sweet. Best mother-in-law in the world. Honestly, I wish she was here on this podcast with me because I feel desperately alone right now. And I am alone because Lee has now not only not found his Canada Dry, he is making a cup of coffee in the other room. What else can I tell you all? Oh, I'm having arch pain in my right foot. So any other pregnant girlies, just know that I'm struggling like you are. And these are, and I still got 3 more months left. So I'm like, is this all just going to get worse? And let's say hello to our special guest on this podcast, Belvin Lee Cruz, the third.
I should have went and smoked. I knew you were going to rattle on about all your health ailments.
Well, I had to fill time. You left. I don't have anyone else to talk to.
I was right there.
So I told
right
the Dr. Scholes. I told the leg cramp. I told the body problems.
What do you see when you look in the mirror now? Are you happy with it? I mean, you're becoming a mother, so you should be.
I'm incredibly happy about what's to come. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with...
Well, I mean, when you see yourself naked, though.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
What do I think? I'm just kind of intrigued. I think, oh my God, I'm naked. No, I just am kind of intrigued by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was hard at first as a, you know, woman in this era. We're constantly dieting and feeling like, you know, not constantly dieting and constantly aware of, you know, weight and everything like that. So it has been, it was an adjustment early on because I gained about the majority of the weight I've gained so far in this pregnancy, I gained in the first trimester because I was so sick all the time and I had to eat to feel better.
Would you rather have been a woman in the Rubenesque period?
No.
That would be tough to maintain, too, unless you got access to money. You're not going to gain a lot of weight and be what they consider attractive because it was a sign of wealth that you had some, you know, size to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you could eat when you want.
Yeah.
As the rest of the commoners could not.
Yeah. But no, I was having some body image issues in the first trimester just because I felt so sick all the time. So I was already not feeling good. And then I was noticing all this weight gain and I couldn't stop it. And then I was like, I don't need to stop it. But it was just really weird. But as soon as the second trimester started, I actually feel very proud of myself. Happy that I felt so good in the second trimester, but proud of myself because I'm working out like every single day. I'm stretching every single day. I'm trying to eat pretty healthfully every day, but also treating myself. So when I look in the mirror, I've gotten my head around the weight gain and I see it as like, this is weight I'm supposed to gain. God means for me to gain this weight to get this baby. I'll have anybody to have this baby. I don't care. But I feel physically a lot better because I'm over the sick phase, but physically a lot better too because I'm really putting an effort to try to take care of myself. And the weight, it's not that big of a deal because I know it's happening and it's meant to happen, but I just know I'm just taking care of myself. So when I see myself naked, I'm like just kind of intrigued, like, wow, well, look at that.
Was it Henry VIII that...
Is that what I remind you of?
Yes. When I see you, I go, Your Highness.
Your Highness, you must have so much money to maintain such a figure. Henry VIII, yeah, he was very large at the end.
Yeah, and he got so big they couldn't move him. Or they had to get a special casket, and didn't he explode?
Yeah, from the gas buildup. Yeah, he did not have a gorgeous last bit on Earth, I'll say
that. He ended like Mr. Creosote in the Monty Python movie, The Meaning of Life.
Sure.
Bring a bucket.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing over there?
I'm texting the staff.
I just want you to know I love you guys.
This is my last note to you.
This will be my final transmission.
Did I tell you? Well, you heard the story yesterday. So I was with a friend a couple of weeks ago, something like that. Nikita. It's a mutual friend of mine in Nikita.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Nikita. I was like, you can just call her Nikita. I was with a friend.
We're hanging out and... You know, she's a woman of a certain age, meaning she's not a kid.
Don't say that to women. Like, that sounds horrible. Women don't want to hear you're a woman of a certain age. Well, that means old.
She's not a kid.
Well, just say she's a...
She's a lovely school teacher.
She's about to be an empty nester. How about that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she could be anywhere. I really don't know her age. I mean, she could be 35 or 45.
She's Nikita, but with brown hair. She and Nikita are best friends.
Actually, because
they... They look the same, except one's blonde, one's brunette.
This is the God's honest truth.
I wish you'd tell more of it.
They Snapchat me all the time. We're on a little
group. You guys
group.
Are in a little group.
We're in a little group. We Snapchat, and we're very amused by the AI
filters
that you can do. And I don't know who sent me what, because when they look so much alike, I have to look up top and say, okay, that's Nikita, or that's Amy.
Do you think they think the same when you send one? Amy says, is that Lee or Nikita?
Probably, yeah. But anyway, she had somehow sent some crazy photo, unaware that she did this. Maybe she took
like
a picture,
filtered photo of herself,
and somehow it went to her either Snapchat page, whatever they call
that.
See,
I'm not on Snapchat. I don't know any
of the
lingo.
It works like Instagram, too.
Does it? Okay, yeah. I don't know any of the lingo.
Or she put it in a group text, and it had some weird connotation of things are ending.
Yeah, it was kind of a morbid thing.
It was, but she didn't.
Oh, my God. Sorry, my coccyx is hurting so bad.
She didn't want to send it. It wasn't something she had invented or created. It just happened on her phone because she was in a setting, and it just took off on its own. And it goes out to a group of her family. And they think, uh-oh, she's in trouble because she said, I'm no longer for this world or something like that. It was a crazy photo.
Yeah.
She goes, what did I just send?
Yeah.
And she shows me, and I went, what is that? I don't know. She goes, how did this even go? And then, boom, her phone dies. So for the next hour, people are calling me. Or she's having me call people and say, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to my phone. That is so funny. The odds of that, of sending something that seems kind of scary and could potentially be serious, you know, to friends and family that now want to check on you and now your phone's off.
It's similar to the old world story of when I went to go see my friend Neil and I played, he ran a golf course. And me and my brother show up early in the morning. About 7 a.m., Neil gives me a discount. I won't have to pay for it.
Sure.
And I walk in, and I go, where's Neil? Well, he had to go home. He had kidney stones. I'm like, what? Yeah, he went to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Well, and I go, come on, Aaron. We're not going to play here because I'm not paying these green fees. Mm-hmm. But I'll check on Neil. Well, I call what I thought was Neil. At 7:45 on a Saturday morning, and I hear, hello, and I think, man, they have messed him up.
Yeah, he's deep in the pain and maybe on pain meds at the hospital.
And I said, what the hell's going on? And he goes, what? What in the hell is going on?
That's your concern?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he didn't call me.
Yeah, you're like.
And I'm like, he says, what do you mean? I said, I was just at work and they said you had kidney stones and you had to go to the hospital. What? Yes. And I repeated, well, they're liars. He didn't say, he goes, they're effing liars.
I was going to say, I wish you'd tell it for real, but you're too scared.
And I go, what? That just said, he goes, so this guy, which I still don't know, it's not Neil, says, who the hell is this? And I said, it's Lee. And he goes, me who? And then I look at my brother and I go, this ain't Neil. I go, and I just hung up. So I woke a guy up on a Saturday morning. And accused him of having kidney stones, got him riled
lying
up
about it and skipping out of work.
Called him a liar. I was angry. I was hot too. I was sending a lot of anger at him, and boy, he reflected it back.
Wouldn't you?
Why would you say, like, what the hell's going on? Why wouldn't you call me? That's the, you know, like, so what the hell's going on?
Okay, so this chronic problem you've had has been more chronic than I realize, where you make other people's problems about you.
It's not about me. It's about,
really?
I gotta, how would you not tell me I could help you?
So it's just about you.
I want to help him. He's my friend.
Well, your friend's fine. This other guy's fine, too. No one has kidney
stones. I don't know if anybody's fine.
Wait, did Neil have kidney stones?
He really did.
Oh, you just got a river.
No, Neil did have kidney stones. And I found, I dialed an old number. So then I called Neil and told him what had just happened.
I've never had confused. You've had a lot of wrong number phone calls or discussions.
Or misinformation.
Or misinformation discussions. Over the course of your life that I just...
Which that's not the best one. To protect the innocent, I won't say the name, but a friend of mine...
Okay.
Was... We were young men. And he said, or I asked, I go, how'd last night go?
Ooh.
And he said, kind of grins, good. I said, you use protection? And he said, yes. Now, I had him at his house.
In your mind, your last contact had been he and this friend.
They were in the room.
Yeah.
I said, oh. And I said, well, what'd you do with it? Because, you know, that becomes a problem.
Oh, it's huge when you're young.
Because he was in his parents' house.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got to.
So how did you hide the evidence? Mm-hmm. Now, it turns out he really wasn't, but I'm confused. I think he's at his parents' house.
Yes.
He used his typical teenager automobile.
But you don't know that.
I don't know that. So I go, what'd you do with it?
So you're envisioning this whole story. He's in his bedroom at home trying to hide the evidence of safe sex.
As his advisor, I'm worried about the cover-up. What'd you do with it? He said, threw it out the window. And I said, what? I said, what? And he's looking at me like, what do you...
What's the big deal?
And I go, out the window. he looked at me like, What am I taking to a landfill? I guess what he's. He goes, wait, out the window. I go, yes. out the window. And then I go, but your dad is out there all the time. Now that sends him in a flurry of confusion. What? Yes. What if your dad is out there? He'll see it.
Yeah, aren't you scared your
dad? And he's like, when is my dad ever out there? I mean, my God, man, I saw him mowing yesterday. He's like, you saw my dad mowing? I said, yeah, I see him do it a lot. He's like, what do you mean?
He's like, my dad mows?
Yeah, because they went to this park area.
So in reality, they're at the park and he throws it out the car window.
Right.
But you thought he was in his childhood bedroom, throws it out the house window where his dad's mowing the lawn. But now he's thinking, you see his dad mowing at
this
park.
No, he's trying to walk through this. When is my dad mowing out there?
He's picked up a part-time job at City Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hilarious. Well, I'd say that's done it for today.
Yeah, if you've got a question or a comment, you can write to us. ideas@leeandhaley.com.
That's right. Unless there's a quick question you want to get to, but I feel like we've...
Kelly wanted to know, have you ever sunburned your eye? And I have not.
I have not either.
No, I've not done that.
No.
She also wants to know, who is someone you're proud of?
She's
and
so
I think
sweet.
It's Kelly. That's who we're proud of.
We are proud of Kelly.
Yes.
We are.
We're ashamed of Nua.
Sure.
And proud of Kelly.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, we can only like one person in each little office of our office suite. So, sorry, Nikita. We love Bridget.
If you open your own restaurant /bar/store, what would you sell? I always thought it'd be kind of cool to have a swanky cocktail lounge that had jazz.
Yeah, I could see
that. I don't want to deal with food at all. No food.
No food. It's just drinks.
Yeah.
Just drinks. Would you have bar snacks? Like even like a bowl of peanuts?
I don't think so. It's just liability issues. You get involved with that. Somebody's going to have a nut allergy.
It's not the alcohol that's a liability issue.
Not as much.
Okay. I don't know. I'd probably sell either dog accessories or makeup. Those are my two
passions.
Dog
accessories,
yeah. Those are my two passions.
It's a billion-dollar industry over
there. It
is,
yeah. I'd sell my favorite dog things.
I think I would just sell cocktails. Because you can...
Now, I'm selling this dog stuff at your bar.
Oh,
I'm setting up a kiosk.
I'll give you a little kiosk over there. We should have
cocktail
a
and a dog collar.
A Lee and Haley lounge.
We've talked about that.
We should do that.
Okay. Okay, guys, this has been Lee and Haley Overtime, the companion podcast to our TV show, which is our main gig. Please tune in. Our home market is Lexington, Kentucky. We are weekdays at noon on Fox 56. We are in a number of other markets as well. Follow our social media to see if we air in your area. We love all our markets. We love getting to go visit and meet you guys. So if you listen or watch the TV show, we really, really appreciate it. Write, review, subscribe to this podcast. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley. Also follow and subscribe our YouTube channel as well. Just search Lee and Haley. We're everywhere. You can't escape us.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
God bless. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Bye.